మనసైవ పురే దేవ పూర్వరూపం విపశ్యతి అనుమీమాంసతి అపూర్వం మనసా భగవాన్. Now, the Yamadutas are describing about Yamaraj, who is as good as Brahma. He is entrusted with the magistical power. To Yamaraj, not all the living beings are taken to, neither the animals, only the human beings and those who are criminals or sinful. Not all of them. But some of them are living entities, 8,400,000 of species. So, not all of them sinful and subjected to be brought for justice before Yamaraj. It's like magistrate, criminal magistrate. He is in every city, the district magistrate. Not all the people are brought there, only the criminals. So, he is so powerful that through his mind, he can see the past and the future, the kala, by mind. And because he is so powerful, he is addressed as Bhagavan. I have several times explained, Bhagavan means the most powerful, full of opulences. So those who are in charge of departmental affairs within this universal kingdom, they are also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. And Aja is Brahma. Aja means who does not take birth. So Brahma also did not take birth like ordinary human being. He sprouted like the lotus flower from the abdomen of Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Therefore he is called Aja or Swayambhu. Swayambhu personally born, not through the womb of the mother. Brahma was not born through the womb of mother. Therefore he is called Bhagavan Aja. So the mind of Yamaraj, he can see in the previous verse, it is said, Vartamana Annayokala Punabhi Jnapako Jata. Within this material world, we are passing through many evolutionary processes and getting different types of body according to the guna quality, modes of nature we are associating. So Jamaraj can see when a living being, criminal, sinful living being is brought before him, he can understand through his mind. Just see that everyone's mind is not of the same category. There are different some mind rights according to the position. That we have got experience. A high court judge's mind and ordinary person's mind are different. The judges can immediately understand what is the position. This is also God's gift. Different people have got different power of the mind. That is also through Krishna. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanni vishya matta smriti jnanam apohananch. So mind means whose memory is very sharp, is called great-minded. So this greatness of mind and smallness of mind are different according to the distinction of the super soul. Matta smriti jnanam, one man can remember small things for many years, another man forgets. Immediately he hears and immediately forgets. Why this difference of mental position? It is due to Krishna. Krishna helps one to memorize or to forget. Matta smriti jnanam apohananch. One has, just like in school, some student has got very sharp memory, once heard from the teacher, he never forgets it. So these different stages are due to the association of different modes of material nature. So Jamaraj, when a person is brought before him, he can immediately understand that he was sinful in this way. Manasa puri riva. Or Jamaraj is sitting in his place, but he sees everyone what he is doing through the sun, through the moon. We have already discussed through fire, through evening, through morning. There are so many witnesses, and all those information goes to him, and because he is almost as powerful as Bhagavan, he can remember. This is special power. Manasaiva purereva purva rupam. Because after death, one is brought before Jamaraj. So, before his death, what was being sinfully, that is all recorded in the mind of Jamaraj. Manasaiva purereva purva rupam vipasyat. Because they are so recorded, he can see vividly what this man was doing. Anumimānsate apurvam. Apurvam means the next body. Purvam means the past body. And apurvam is the next body. So he immediately decides what kind of body this stimulant, this sinful man should be offered. Anomimānsati abhūtvam manasā. That is also by his mind. He is so powerful, therefore he has been addressed as Bhagavan. Anomimānsate, this time the judge is hearing the case, that is everyone, anyone who is hearing something. So he makes a conclusion, this should be done like that. The judgment, there was one story, it is not story, it is fact, that two pleaders are talking about the activities of a criminal, and the judge was dozing. So his clerk said, "Sir, you are dozing, the two big lawyers are arguing, and what they will say, that means he won." The judge said, "I have already made my judgment, let them go on talking." So, actually it is done. A very important judge, he, by hearing the preliminary points of the case, he makes his judgment. Yes. But because the two lawyers want to fight, because they are paid for that, so they are gone fighting, but the judge, he has already concluded what their name should be given. Similarly, Jamaraj is judge. He has got everything recorded in his mind of a sinful man's activities in the past. So immediately he decides that this soul should be given such and such body. So we are getting body in another place in the third canto, I think. It is described, karmana devanastrena. We are acting in different ways. We are not independent. This is foolishness. Just like an outlaw, he is thinking that he is free from the jurisdiction of state laws and is working irresponsibly. But when he is arrested, then he has no independence. He has to undergo the punishment. Similarly, in this life, we may think very independent. Whatever we like, we can do. That is foolishness. You cannot do that. If you do it willfully, then you will be punished. That they do not know. Punished means by a different body. If a man, human being is punished to stand up like as a tree for 5,000 years, just imagine how much great punishment it is. And that is possible. Just as the Shastra it is stated that those who want to remain naked, they are punished in the next life to become trees. That you wanted to be naked, shall stand naked. The trees, they do not dress. Now that they have the opportunity, nobody goes to dress them. So they stand naked for so many hundreds and thousands of years. This punishment is reality. Human being is not supposed to be naked. That is civilization. They must cover. But if one willfully does not cover, becomes as dull as a tree, then he gets the next body as tree. This is punishment. Otherwise, Where from all these living entities are coming? There are no calculation. They're thinking that I shall remain in the human form of beautiful body and opulent. No. It's changing. Tathādi āntara prāpti. You have to change your body according to the decision of superior authority. Don't even explain. It is always human magic. Therefore, a human being should be very, very cautious and conscious. They should not do anything irresponsibly. And how to work with responsibility and how to work irresponsibly, therefore Shastra requires. Shastra is books, basic knowledge, books, why there? So that a human being may take advantage of it and he acts responsibly or irresponsibly. If he walks irresponsibly, then punishment is everything, lower grade of life. Human being should be educated. Therefore, these children are being educated from the very beginning of their life how to become responsible man. This is the idea of our Gurukul. So these children should be taught. Yesterday, Dhananda was talking with me that while living at Gurukul, they should be very nicely tend up. Nishabhava. The children, they have no sense what is prestige. You can train them anyway. If you train them to work as a servant, they will work it. So, in Gurukul, they should be just to be trained up how to control the senses. Brahmachari. Brahmachari means life of celibacy. No sex. That is brahmachari, strictly. Brahma charati iti brahmachari. So ordinary brain or brain with cow dung, they cannot understand the spiritual science. Therefore, the brahmachari should be trained up how to control the senses. Then they will be able to understand. The brain will be sharp. In the stop, discharging seminar, there are brahmacharis who take the seminar to the brain. They are called Udharita. Udharita means the brain becomes very, very fertile. Once apart from the spiritual master, teacher, he never forget. Therefore, formerly, there was no written book. Shruti, simply by hearing, a brahmachari could be educated. Simply by hearing. There is no need of book, right? Therefore, the Vedic literature is known as Shruti. It is to be learned by hearing. Even there is book, still one has to learn it by hearing from the realized soul. That's what is called Shruti. So this Shruti memorizing power should be increased if one observes strictly the life of celibacy. This is the time. That's what Brahmachari is taught strictly. The Brahmachari is supposed to remain in Gurukul up to the 25th year. Then, if Guru finds him that he requires to be married, then he goes home and he is married. Otherwise, the teaching is to remain brahmachari throughout the whole life. There is no need of entering, because this human life is meant for godly energies. It is not meant for sex enjoyment or sense gratification. It is simply meant for, here is an opportunity to understand one's constitution, position, that he is spirit soul, and Krishna and the Supreme Lord is also spirit soul. So the spirit soul, individual soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, it is his duty to remain with the home. Just like mechanical part, a screw in a typewriter machine. If the screw remains with the machine, then it has got bad. And if the screw remains without the machine, it has no value. Who cares for a small screw? But when that screw is wanting in a machine, you go to purchase, they will charge $5. Why? When it is fixed up with the machine, it has got value. There are so many examples. That's the path of the fire. When the fire is burning, you'll find small particle of spark with you. It is very beautiful. It is very beautiful because it is with the fire. And as soon as the spark falls down out of the fire, then it has no value. Nobody cares for that. It is finished. Similarly, so long we are with Krishna, being part and parcel of Krishna, we are going to hell. And as soon as we are out of Krishna, that, then we are nowhere. You should understand that. So how to keep oneself always with Krishna, that is the aim of human life. And if you do not do that is sinful, then you become punishable. That you are given the chance to understand yourself, Krishna, and your relationship with Krishna. You did not take this chance. He is punished all that. You become again in the cycle of birth and death. So we should be very, very careful. Do not think that we are independent and we can do whatever nonsense we like. That is very risky. Do not think that foolishly. There is regular, there is Yamaraj, because we are sons of Krishna. Well, Krishna wants that these my sons, rascals are suffering in this material world, let them come back. Oh, therefore he comes personally. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tada atmanam sujama. He desires that these rascals, they are rotting in this material world, but tat, let them come back. Because he is more affectionate. And if he does not utilize this human form of life to take the advantage of going back to home, back to God, that is sinful. Then he's punished. So the conclusion is that everyone should take to this Krishna consciousness movement, otherwise he is awaiting punishment by Yamaraj. Thank you very much.